We're on the road. Where transportation goes, community grows. Welcome to On the Road with the MTA. And gobble, gobble, goo, or if it's tofurkey goo, or, you know, for me, because I'm a vegan, I don't eat turkeys. I love turkeys too much. But anyway, welcome to On the Road with the MTA. I'm Jay Gibbons alongside with Stephanie Kay from the MTA.
And we are so grateful to have each other. Jay, I got to tell you, I am grateful that you work with me every week on these podcasts, because it's not the same without you. You're the backbone behind it. So thank you for all you do.
Yep. And this is a very special Thanksgiving Day edition of our On the Road with the MTA.
Yeah. You know what? I got a joke for you to start, first of all.
Uh-oh. Is it a turkey joke?
It is. What did the turkey say to the turkey hunter on Thanksgiving Day?
I don't want to die.
Quack, quack.
Okay. That works too.
Because he thinks, yeah, that's why I crossed the road. He wants me to think he's a chicken.
Yeah.
No, I thought with the hunting season and Thanksgiving, it's a little joke you can tell your kids. It's got to be a safe one. So we really do hope you're having a great Thanksgiving. I know this has been such a challenging time right now. And I have to tell you, things will get better. Remember last year, Jay, when we were all, you know, locked down. And then once we got out in the summertime to go on the boat, it just felt like you were let out of prison and it felt so good. Remember how wonderful that felt?
Yes. Yep.
Well, that's going to happen again. We just got to stay safe and stay smart, and hopefully we'll get there again. But I know I'm so grateful for so much. And I can't even begin to tell you, with everything that's happened in this world this last year and beyond, it really puts things into perspective. And we all have so much to be thankful for. And sometimes you don't realize that until it's gone. So instead of focusing on the unknown and the being fearful of what you can't control, try to appreciate the good all around you. I have been so blessed with two great daughters, son-in-laws, and grandbabies. And I'm so grateful to still have my wonderful mother, who is 91 years young. She is my best friend and my inspiration. And I have the best friends who love and support me in good health, and a fantastic job with MTA that enables me to help the community every day. And oh yeah, I'm very grateful that big thighs are in for Thanksgiving.
Is that chicken thighs?
What's that?
Is that chicken thighs?
Well, no, you know, big thighs. Everybody likes big thighs on Thanksgiving. So yeah. Good. Us girls like that. Yeah. How about you, Jay? What are you thankful for?
Well, I'm definitely thankful for family and friends. And the most important thing is good health, especially in this time, in this day and age, with the crisis going on. And I'm hoping that all is well in your household and family. But that's the biggest thing that I can be thankful for, is actually surviving 2020.
Yes.
That's huge in my book, considering all the things that have happened. But yeah, I'm very thankful mainly from family, friends, and good health.
That is so true. So true. And, you know, we reached out in the community. It is On the Road with MTA. I went on the road and I said, hey, you guys, what are you thankful for? We visited some different businesses and some senators out there and our employees as well. So we're going to take this podcast and make it a special Thanksgiving special for all of us. So take a listen to some of the people that we reached out to and what they're thankful for.
Hello, I'm Ed Benning, the CEO of the Mass Transportation Authority. And I'd like to take this opportunity to wish all of our employees, all of our passengers in the community a great Thanksgiving. You know, it's a time for us to reflect on family, friends, and all those people that we have an opportunity to interact with. And we're blessed to be able to have such a great community, great group of people, and enjoy such a thankful time of year.
This is William Palmer from Genesee County Veterans Services. And I am thankful for having the opportunity to come and serve the veterans of Genesee County and our neighbors around us.
Hi, this is Joe Kiefer from MTA. I'm the Quality Assurance Coordinator for Mass Transportation for the last 17 years.
And what are you thankful for?
I am thankful for many things, but the main thing that comes to my mind is when we would go to my grandmother's, that would be a mere 3 hours away. But I was always anticipating getting there because I knew that there was going to be wonderful smells and this huge turkey there, and also wonderful desserts. But when I get there and everything like that, everything was gone, everything was done. She would make sure that I had an extra pumpkin pie.
Aw, yes. That's a good grandma.
I'm telling you, she knew that I would want one to take home with me. And That was the best thing. Even though she knew everybody else had their share and everything like that, they always made sure I was taken care of. And I absolutely remember that being the best memory ever.
Especially pumpkin pie. Oh, that is my favorite.
Wait a minute. You got to have the vanilla ice cream.
Oh, and whipped cream.
Whipped cream.
Absolutely. Yes. A whole can of whipped cream.
There you go. There you go.
Hi, this is Johnny with Johnny and Amy from the Foxhole Morning Show, 103.9 The Fox. Stephanie asked us to do this thankful thing. So, Amy, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful that I'm still able to keep in touch with family and friends, except for exes. You know exactly who you are. Don't talk to me.
And by the way, she sold the ring. Also thankful that my family, my parents are still around. COVID hasn't affected my family too bad, knock on Formica. Things are going pretty well in our household. I'm thankful that all of my friends have been doing pretty well during this pandemic. Oh, who are we kidding, Amy?
Yeah, what?
You know what we're thankful for.
What's that?
Beer!
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah, and sweatpants.
All right, beer and sweatpants. That's what we're really thankful for, Stephanie. Did that fulfill our requirement? Thank you.
Hi, my name is Rod Evans. I'm the Chief Technology Officer of the Mass Transportation Authority of Flint. I'd like to wish everybody a safe and happy Thanksgiving and share with you one of my favorite memories of Thanksgiving. When I was young, my family was originally farmers down in Crawfordville, Georgia, which is a small town just east of Atlanta, about 100 miles. And every Thanksgiving, we would drive straight through from Detroit down to Crawfordville, Georgia to spend 2 weeks on the farm with my grandparents and all the workers and the animals and everything else, and have Thanksgiving dinner. And we did that from the time that I can earliest remember all the way through when I was a senior in high school. And to this day, I remember all of those trips and everything we did and all the experiences of hunting and fishing with my grandfather, learning to feed the cows and do all the things that we didn't do as inner city kids. And again, that was probably by far my fondest memory of Thanksgiving holidays.
Hi, my name is Brian Nolden. I am the chairman of the board of MTA, and I'm most thankful for the staff that we have at MTA. They are doing a marvelous job, and season's greetings to each and every one of you.
Hello, I'm Marie Stewart, coordinator of recruitment at the Mass Transportation Authority. I'm thankful every day for family and for my loved ones. And I think about that during the Thanksgiving time and every day, really. But I'm very thankful to have such a wonderful family and to have loved ones in my life and to be healthy right now and to give back to others. Thank you.
Hi, this is Congressman Dan Kildee. And this Thanksgiving season, first I want to say how grateful I am for all the people who are pitching in this really difficult time. I know that's true of the folks at the MTA who make sure people can get where they need to go. We're grateful for you, so thank you for that. You know, Thanksgiving means a lot to me. I come from a really big family, a big extended family, but the thing that I most cherish about Thanksgiving is that for us growing up, it was the one holiday that was just my nuclear family, my mom and my dad, sisters celebrating together, and we still think about that and talk about it, you know, all these years late, so long ago. So thank you to everybody. This Thanksgiving's a special one, and I really appreciate it. All that you all do. So thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hello, this is Tracy Davis with Rise to Wellness. I am the director of Rise to Wellness. And this is the time of year that we give thanks of Thanksgiving, whether it's with family and friends. For me, Thanksgiving is an awesome time of the year where we could get together with our families and just enjoy one another, share the things of the past, of what we're looking forward to the future. And it's just such a blessing to be able to look forward to such a season as this. And happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you so much for listening to us, you guys. We just really appreciate that. And just stay safe, stay warm, and know we appreciate you. Hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving with your loved ones. Stay safe and healthy. We'll see you next year.
You've been listening to On the Road with the MTA. For more information on our services and community outreach, visit us online anytime at www.mtaflint.org and be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. The MTA, your community, your connection, your way.